fleeting glimpses of things seen through a veil, darkly. Do we understand the meaning of these visions of life? Why we are here and how little of our existence we truly understand? Tonight we will talk of these things on The Other Side. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Harold and so glad to be with you once again. And I think it's really, you know, something I like are mashups. The idea of taking two really interesting and great things and kind of mashing them up and combining them. And we have a guest today, Lori Mattson, who is the music tarot, and she is doing just that. She is combining the tarot with the beauty of music, and she is actually a very, very talented singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, and we're so glad to have her with us today. And you can find samples and what she's doing over at themusictarot.com. And I know we broadcast from the Spooky Studio, but Lori, you were telling me earlier that you broadcast from the Starry Studio, right?
That is exactly right. I am collecting all the stars and filling up my very own space.
Well, very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. And I was listening to some of your music before we started, and I sincerely mean that you're very talented and very good at what you do. So this idea of the music tarot, how did it come to be?
Oh, I'm so glad you're asking. I have wanted to tell this story for so long. It actually goes all the way back to birth, but I'm not going to go that far back with you. I will start around 2011, because that's really where it began. I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I have been trying to be a performing artist for many, many years. And in 2010, I decided that I was going to try to make it professional. And I started performing locally around the city of Madison. I started doing some recording in some local studios. And I discovered that I had stage fright. Now, let me back up just a little bit. Before this, when I would write, I actually started writing music when I was 16. And then when I was 21, I began writing lyrics and music. And it was a very interesting process because I didn't really know what I was doing. I would sit at my piano and just wait, and then songs would come to me. So I really didn't have any direction. I just knew I was supposed to write, and I didn't know why. I just knew this was my thing. So I didn't realize what I was doing was intuitively writing. Mm-hmm. I was actually getting the songs from somewhere else, and I didn't know this. I didn't understand it. So that was the first sort of attempt at songwriting and just doing something with my talent when I was in my early 20s. When I was in my 30s, then I started performing and I tried recording, and that's when I encountered stage fright.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I had this idea: bring all of my songs written down on little slips of paper and have the people in the room pick a song out of a bowl. And whatever they picked, I played the song for that person. So what it did was it took the pressure off me and it made it about them. But then it evolved and it became, let's actually make cards that have the names of the songs with the meanings of the songs so that I can be consistent and deliver the same message. And I performed Music Tarot with Lori for about 2.5 years. This way. This was sort of my trademark. I called it Music Tarot, even though it wasn't really traditional tarot, because I wasn't using actual tarot cards. But I was doing something in the vein of tarot. And I started noticing that people were really connecting with the songs that they picked. So there was something about that. There was just something, some sort of thread, some sort of psychic connection with what I was doing. I didn't really understand it, but I loved it. I loved what I was doing. And then I encountered a lot of health problems. So I'm not sure how much you read and how much Maddie put together for you on my website.
But yes, I'm generally familiar with what happened. Yes.
Yeah. So I am a person who has a lot of trauma in my past. a lot of emotional trauma, a lot of physical trauma, a lot of medical problems. And that is one of the things that had sort of held me back from actually becoming a star and catapulting myself into a full career in music. So at the end of 2013, I had to stop performing. I had to just take a complete step away from it. And I really destroyed all of it. I said, I'm done with this. This is no longer serving me. It's causing health problems. It's, you know, causing problems in my marriage. And I said, this just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really hard time in my life. But the one thing that I kept was the tarot cards. I kept the music tarot cards. And I don't know why. I just said, This was special. This was something special. Approximately 10 months after I walked away from all of it, I woke up one morning with a spiritual awakening. And that awakening was, I am supposed to write the music tarot.
It's such a good idea. I mean, it makes so much sense, doesn't it?
It does. And I know, and I'm not the first. So I must admit there are others, but I haven't found anybody who's done all 78. So that's the piece that perhaps could make me completely unique. And I'm going to do it. There is a way. It's a very large project and each song is very complex. The tarot is complex. So what I'm trying to do is build this canvas of sound that when you look at a tarot card, you see all this imagery, mm-hmm. and it describes the meaning of the card, and it's an intuitive process. So even though you can read, this card represents transformation, or this card represents, gratitude. Well, there's all these other threads in the cards. There's all these other things and meanings. I'm trying to translate that into frequency and sound energy. So it's just a different way of experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics themselves are simple and direct because I want the meaning to come through in a way that is authentic. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And the thing is that to me, it just makes so much sense, and I was listening to some of the samples, and I was just struck by them. So when you have a card, like name a card that you've done, one of them, just so we can use an example.
I'm just going to pick the first, the Hermit.
Okay, the Hermit.
And that's actually, yep, so that's one that's in production.
So, okay, let's say that we're doing the Hermit now. How
yes.
do you go from, okay, I'm looking at this card, this is the Hermit, how do you get the words yeah. and the music and the feel? Does it just come to you? How
yes.
do you interpret it?
It's very spiritual and psychic. So the way that I have to do this, Jim, is I cannot pick a card consciously. I must shuffle the deck, ask the universe, what song should I write next? Draw a card. Then what I do is I will look up that card's meaning in several sources. I have a few books and a few websites that I use. I will write down key words and phrases that describe that card. And then sometimes for some of the songs, I will instantly be getting chords and words and phrases. They will just be there instantly in my brain. They just sort of, it's like a download. I don't know how else to explain it, but what I'm doing is channeling it. So it just appears. And I will sit at my piano and my hands start playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I write the lyrics and the music simultaneously. It's just there. I sort of feel like what I'm doing is automatic songwriting. Have you heard of the concept of automatic writing?
Oh, sure. Edgar Cayce, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing automatic songwriting. It just, I really do not think.
and really, that is quite amazing to have that capability. So do you think that spirit or the universe is working with you to co-create these kind of, in a way?
I do. I call them they on the other side. That's what I call them. And I feel like they come from a certain direction. I feel like it's a group. I feel like it is my collective soul group. And this was a gift that I was given in this lifetime. It has taken me a long time to figure out how to put these pieces together to create this. But I know without any doubt, this is the thing. This is one of my legacies that I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I think it's great. Now, something that you said that you felt that you would be willing to do, something you suggested was doing a reading for me, and then we can talk about the song. So
yes.
Is that something you feel comfortable doing now?
Let's do it. Yeah, I'm shuffling the cards right now. I'm not a super fantastic shuffler.
Now, this will be from the 19. This will be from the 19 that you've already done.
Yes. So I will just say, of the 78, I have written 33. I have released 19. And the rest are making their way through production. So I am setting out the cards in front of me right now. Usually the way that I like to do this is I usually, for some reason, I like to use my right hand. I don't know if that really means anything, but I will run my hand over the cards and just back and forth feel if there's any heat that sort of sticks out to me. And if you want to, Jim, as I'm doing this, think of a question or something that you are seeking guidance on.
Okay, I always think this is interesting. Career. Tell me about career.
Okay. So I feel the heat right here. Oh, wow. This one, I love it. So I pulled the Nine of Wands, and that is a song called Unstoppable.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I like that.
I knew you would like that one. So this card represents a person who isn't going to give up. They're going to keep going regardless of what kind of difficulties come your way. Let me try to think of some of the lyrics. You keep pushing on. You don't want to change your focus. It's hard for me to come up with the lyrics right on the spot sometimes because there's so many of them.
And I know,
and it,
ahead. I mean, I said for our listeners, there are reasons, some songs that we could play, some songs that we can't play because of licensing things. It's not Lori's fault. It's just they have not figured out the music licensing for podcasts. So we would love to play a clip, but I know some of them we can play and some of them we can't play. So not sure which category this falls into, but just so you know, we would love to play clips. Certainly you can listen to a bunch of the clips over at themusictarot.com, but just, because it's like, why don't you play a clip of it? That explains why. Go ahead, Lori.
Yes, this is unfortunately one that has been registered.
That's okay.
But it is absolutely one that is available for streaming on my website. The lyrics are all there. And it really represents somebody that just keeps pushing on. You don't want to change your focus. You want to keep going. You are unstoppable.
Well, thank you. I always like to think that I'm very determined. So it kind of fits. It kind of fits.
You've done it with, Jim, you really are one of my inspirations. I have been with you since 2005.
Wow. Thank you.
And because of my interest, because I've always been into this stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I saw when you were doing your other career simultaneously.
Yes.
And when you were able to make that shift to doing your podcasting full time. And I find that to be an inspiration.
Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Well, that is very cool. Is there a clip that we can play for folks that is not registered where they could take give them about 20 seconds so they can get a feel for it? Is there one that we could use?
I think we could use. So I'm looking at I'm looking at the list right now. Anything that was released after August 26th.
Anything after August. So pick one.
Yeah. So let's go with, let's just go with Warrior. Let's go with the most recent one, the Seven of Wands. The Seven of Wands represents a person who might be picked on a little bit, might be a little bit of an underdog, but they have a lot of faith and resilience. And that is the most recent release. It came out on September 8th. So it's not even a month old.
Very good. Well, let's take a listen to it right here. We'll play just a snippet. It's about 4.5 minutes long, but we'll just play about 20 seconds here so you can get a flavor of it.
Penny wants to play. They won't let her. She walks away.
Really good.
Well, I do have to give a lot of credit to my producer, Brian Daly. Brian elevates the songs. So he does what I can't do. I like to say that I am the heart and Brian is the brain. And together we are able to do this.
So how has this helped you in your own health journey and getting well, both physically and mentally?
Oh my gosh. It's incredible, Jim. I did not realize that this was my lifeline. And I finally figured it out. I recently went through breast cancer. And this project became my focus as I went through that difficult process. So I launched the Music Tarot approximately, I'm going to say 3 weeks after I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I officially launched it. I said, we're doing this. I created my social media. I started creating my marketing plan, my release schedule, and this became the thing that really gave me a reason to survive and push through that. Since then, I have actually fell into the depths of post-traumatic stress disorder and some things that were hidden that I wasn't aware of. Breast cancer kind of blew up all of my coping skills. And I realized through the therapy I'm doing now, my songs have been my way of processing these challenges. And even though they're very psychic and they come from the other side and they really are tarot card songs, they have given me a way to interpret and understand life and all of the good things and the bad things, the mundane things, the crazy things. I now have a way to attach meaning and just really something extraordinary to that darkness. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes. And it sounds like it really helped you get through that that process. Now, where are you at with the project now? Now, as I understand, you've completed 19. You've written over 30. Am I correct?
33.
So where are you at in the process right now to getting to all of them?
So when we reach 39, we will be at 50% written. So we're not quite at 50% written, but I would say that we are probably, you know, past that third point. And there's these sort of cycles of development that happen. Right now, what we're doing is we are making our way through the backlog. So I'm really not writing anything new at the moment. I am taking the 14 songs that I think it's 14, but there's a number of songs that still need to be released. Right now, The Hermit and The Hanged Man are in production. After that, I will be doing The Death card, and that song is called Transformation. That card needs to be done because of all of the loss and the things that are happening in my life. Mm-hmm. That one needs to be produced. That one was written second, believe it or not. That one came through second. The Hermit was written first. Death was written second. And so they sort of have this schedule. They get written, but then they get produced and released later.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So I like to share both of those dates because they both are important. And they really do come through all in one day, in one sitting. The general skeleton of the song, I would call it, the chord structure, the pulse, and the lyrics come through in one day. And then the refinement takes longer. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that was it. We're just making our way through the backlog, I guess, is kind of where we're at currently.
Is there something that people can do to help you in this journey?
You know, listen, follow me on social media, comment, and become a Lori Launcher. That's really the best thing. I came up with that term about 2 weeks ago. I need Lori Launchers. I need people to just feed my spirit because I am doing this pretty much alone. I'm funding it all myself. Brian is putting in a lot of his time to help elevate it, but it really is kind of a two-person thing. And the way that I keep going is when I hear that somebody heard a song that helped them, that somebody got something out of a song, like you, Jim, for example, when you listen to Unstoppable. If you're having a day where, gosh, technology is being funny and you just, the microphones aren't working right and you're struggling and having problems with the people that you need to interview, but if you listen to Unstoppable and realize, wait a second, this song is giving me the strength, and then you tell me that, that's all I need. I don't need money. I just need energy to feed my spirit.
And if people want to plug into everything you do and help become a Lori Launcher, they would do that at themusictarot.com?
Yes. There you can find links to my social media. I'm not on all the social media platforms, but Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I have some YouTube stuff out there. Those are the places to find me and reach me.
Now, let me ask you this, and I'm sure that at some point you're probably so focused now on getting this done, but have you ever thought, what's next after you complete it?
Oh my gosh, I have that all figured out already.
Excellent. So,
yes, I have a grand vision. I would like to partner with an artist, a visual artist, to create a physical and digital deck. And then I want to partner with a software developer and I want to create a software app.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it's very important, Jim, for this to be accessible. So it's not about money. Money is important because I need it, obviously, to pay for these things.
Sure, sure.
But it is so critical for me to make this accessible to everyone. So I always want to have some sort of a free way of accessing this. It's just, I do not want people to not be able to get the messages, the healing, whatever it is I have to offer that they find from this, that is really important. So my grand vision is to do this. I don't know if I'm going to be a nonprofit organization or what, but that is my grand vision.
So it's fair to say that you're in a much better place health-wise, you're in a much better place spiritually, much better place mentally than
it
when
is.
You started
yes.
this. That's so good to hear.
Yes. Yeah. And really the shift has just occurred in the last, I'm going to say last week.
Hmm.
That is how, it's very interesting. There are some things happening in my life. I will be announcing them in about 2 months. So I'm very excited. I'll give one hint, and it has to do with the word glimmer.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
More will be coming. Yes.
Well, that makes sense. You're in the Starry Studio. So there
you have it. I know. People will get it. It has been very dark, but I'm choosing to be public about this. As much as I am a very private person and I don't play live shows. That is something that I'm not I'm not ready to do, and I don't know if I will want to do that just because of my health, because of my disabilities. But if I can make these songs, if I can record them and release them, that's enough for me. And whoever I reach, that's enough.
Well, let me ask you this. As someone who has been through a health crisis, a very serious health crisis, and has come out on the other side, you know, certainly it's impacted you, but sounds like you're ultimately mm-hmm. stronger and things are going in a good trend, thankfully. What would you say to somebody who's maybe on the beginning side of it, who, you know, mm-hmm. maybe they've gotten a difficult diagnosis, maybe they're undergoing something now? What kind of words of encouragement would you give them?
Well, I would say that it's very confusing. You might find yourself totally fine one day and then very troubled the next. That is completely normal. Also, you should allow yourself to shift perspective repeatedly. When I began my health crisis, I thought, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to figure it out. It's going to happen this way and all will be well. And this is why it's happening. But throughout the whole thing, my perspective changed multiple times and it's still changing. So I would say, allow yourself flexibility. And if you find giving yourself grace to be uncomfortable and just strange, that is completely normal.
Yeah, I think that everybody has to be a little easier on themselves, particularly when dealing with something like this, because it's so earth-shaking and it can kind of come out of the blue. And it's got to be very difficult. It's got to be, and we've talked to other people on the shows who have been through similar health crisis and how they got through it. And it really is one of those things that you don't know what it's like till you know what it's like. You know what I'm saying?
Ultimately, it's a part of being human. It's part of the human experience. So one thing that I wanted to tell you about myself, so you read a little bit about my background.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who takes the time to read my entire blog and look at some of the things I've been through, and more will be revealed. I will start sharing more about the depths of the things that I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot. And my current therapist that I'm working with, she specializes in trauma. So she is figuring out all these layers and helping me understand them. And I said to her, you know, I'm pretty sure that before I came into this lifetime, my soul group and I sat around in a circle and I said, I'm going to have this happen. I'm going to have this happen. I'm going to have this happen. And somebody said, Lori, are you sure? And I said, yeah, just throw it all at me. Let's just see how much I can take. Just give it all to me. And I just want to give it a try.
Wow.
And I can just see this group of people on the other side laughing and saying, all right, let's see what she does with it. And now I'm living it. And it kind of, you know, it's a different perspective now when I think about my body and how poor it has felt and how much I hate the way that it feels living in this body. But I decided this. I really believe that I just said, let's just see what I can, what will I do with this? What will I make of this? And so maybe look at it from a different lens. What can you make of it? Even though it sucks, even though it hurts and you don't know how much time you have, what are you going to do with it?
And I think that's true for all of us, because we all, whether we realize it or not, we're all on limited time. That limited time might be a day, it might be a week, it might be a year, it might be a decade, it might be 50 years. But in the end, the time is limited for all of us, and making the most of it and using it to the best for ourselves and for others, I think, is the best we can do. And I think it's an important message. Lori Mattson, the site is themusictarot.com. And explain to people what all they'll find there.
Well, on themusictarot.com, you will find my creation journey, where I describe each of the released songs and its backstory. You will find all of the lyrics. You will be able to stream every single song in full. You will also find a blog. It's a memoir blog of my healing journey that describes my recent health crisis, my back health crisis, and some contact information if you want to reach me. And I keep updating it very frequently.
Lori Mattson, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your journey. And I hope everybody checks out themusictarot.com.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's been such a pleasure.
And thank you for tuning in, and make the most of the day and the week and the year and so forth and so on. And we thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next time. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.